Hello and welcome to the Tommy Devine podcast. It is September 28th, 2021. It is a Tuesday night. We're here to talk about week four and past week three of the National Football League. And with the one with me tonight, he hasn't been on in quite a while. I think it's probably been about a year and a half since he was last on, but we welcome a man from West Lafayette, Indiana. It's Jonah Schweitzer to the program. Jonah, it's been a while, man. How you doing? Yep. How you been, Jonah? Sorry, got a little mic trouble here.
I've been good.
I think we might have some mic. I don't know if it's mic trouble or what's going on.
It might be my Wi-Fi. I don't know.
Oh yeah, probably. Well, not yeah. Sure. I hear you now, though. It's all that matters, really.
Yeah.
How you been, man?
I've been pretty good. Just, you know, school going on. I've been working a lot as an assistant tennis coach at CC. So just been working a lot, and school's kind of kicking my butt. But Sunday NFL football gives me a good outlet on the weekends.
Absolutely, my man. You got to love the red zone. And we had an interesting week this week. You know, the Jaguars kind of were keeping it close with the Cardinals a little bit. You know, Vikings kind of beat the Seahawks. It was just kind of an interesting week overall. On your take, what do you think's going on thus far 3 weeks into the season? What are you taking away from 3 weeks of football?
Well, for first 3 weeks, I know week three, I saw a stat somewhere that it was the first time that four games had ended on a walk-off field goal all in the same week, which I thought was pretty interesting. We had Justin Tucker setting that NFL record, which is really, really cool to see.
Yeah.
But I think it looks like the NFL has a lot of really good teams, and it looks like it's going to be a dogfight all year.
Yeah. I still feel like it's one of those things where it's still early in the season and we got to figure out kind of who is really good and who is really bad, because Kirk Cousins played uncharacteristically really well on Sunday. And I know all the stats people love to just, you know, bow down to him, and all the logistics people love him. Like, ooh, the numbers don't lie. But you just, the eye test with him on Sunday, he was really good. But usually he's not that great, but he was great on Sunday, if you're talking about Kirk Cousins. But, you know, Dak played really well last night against the Eagles. They put up, 42 points against Philly. And, you know, there were some decent performances. And, oh, my goodness. I mean, even the Browns against the Bears. And the Bears, I think Fields, only threw, for 60 yards? I mean,
I think he threw 20 times, and he got sacked like 9 times, I think.
It was honestly sad to watch. I actually didn't get to watch a lot of the 1 o'clock games because my cousin was in town. She had a soccer tournament, youth soccer. So I was trying to kind of watch the Colts game, but they were making me sick to my stomach. So I couldn't stomach them for very much longer. But
it's a rough start to the year for us Colts fans. It's not been good.
I'm trying not to talk about on the podcast because it gets me so angry, but holy cow, I mean, we can't block, we can't run the ball, we really can't do much. And Wentz has two broken ankles, and he doesn't look very sprained ankles, but he does not look very good
at all. He was fine that game against the Rams. I thought he did really well. If we had given him any time at all, he looked good. And even against Tennessee, he looked fine. He didn't turn the ball over, but yeah. Biggest thing has just been play calling. And I don't know, like Jonathan Taylor on Sunday, he was averaging 6 yards a carry and we gave him 10 carries, just completely abandoned the run. And just don't know what's going on there.
You know, we can't score within the 1 yard line for some reason. And I don't understand why Frank continues to run it on 4th and 1 and go for it on 4th and 1. it doesn't make sense. I understand if you're in the second half of the game, but when you continue to honestly go for it on fourth down, it's not a surprise anymore. It's not, there's no surprise element to it. The other coach will be planning that you are going on fourth down. He will plan for that and put that in the play in for the practice the week before they're practicing the Colts. They know they're going to go for on fourth down almost every time if they can. But, you know, I don't know if it's a problem with Reich. I don't know what the problem is in Indy. I know Wentz has been playing well, but is he really the answer? I don't know. It's baffling. I think,
like you said, it's still early in the year, and I think that's going to be a question that's going to get continued to be answered here in the next couple of weeks, or we're going to still try to figure it out. So,
yeah, I think we got a lot more left to see. The Titans are starting to kind of rear their ugly head, as they always do. Derrick Henry's starting to come back to life, and that's scary as always. So we'll see.
They got a pretty easy one this weekend too. So yeah, they're gonna probably sitting pretty after the end of this week.
Yeah. So speaking of this week, we got the slate for week four, and it starts off on Thursday night in Cincinnati as the Bungles take on Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And by the way, the Jaguar mascot attempted to commit suicide. And I can't tell you, he's in stable condition at Jacksonville Medical. He is fine. The cat did not die. Let's say cats have nine lives. This game is trash. Now, this should have been in the Burn Your Cable box, but I don't want to pick on the poor Thursday night games because those are always pretty bad. There's another one that's even worse, I think. But this one could have contended for it. But it is Burrow versus Trevor Lawrence. The Bengals are favored by 7.5 at home. I like the Bungles to win this one, but it's close. It's close. It's close to Cincinnati.
I was thinking the same thing. The Jaguars, they kept it close with the Cardinals for a while on Sunday until the fourth quarter. And I know they had that big, huge kickoff and everything to help them out on the scoring side of things. But the Bengals look pretty impressive against the Steelers. But I think Trevor Lawrence can give the Bengals a little more trouble than Ben Roethlisberger sitting back there like a tree. So I do like the Bengals to win, but I think it's 3 or 4 points. So that 7.5 spread, I'm gonna have to not take the spread there.
Yeah, that's I think it's a little high of a spread for me on that. I think I just don't trust the Bungles a whole lot at this point still. I know Jamar Chase can get open, do some things. He looks really good after a lot of preseason where there was a lot of scrutiny with him. He's been balling out. And I think Urban Meyer is ready to go back to Fox or USC or, you know, he's going somewhere. I don't know where he's going, but it's not in Jacksonville. He's going – I don't think he's going to coach in Jacksonville much longer. I don't know if it's imminent. I really do. I mean, his head is not into it. He told one coach, and I forget who it was, that, every week I'm playing Alabama. There you go. That's your answer right there. I mean, it's the Nick Saban syndrome. I mean, Nick went to Miami, got his ass handed to him, decided to go to Alabama, and he's still there 40 years later. So that's what's going to happen. Urban's going to coach and then be done. But yeah, that's a pretty bad Thursday night game. That's pretty bad. I mean, Joe Buck.
It might be fun to watch with Burrow and Lawrence. It might be fun to watch. So I wouldn't. I'd give it a two quarter watch maybe. And if it's not good, you can shut it off and go to bed.
Yeah, it's definitely not worth burning the cable box, but it's definitely worth watching for a half. But I will tell you what is the Burn Your Cable box, Jonah. And it is the Washington football team traveling to the ATL to take on the Dirty Birdies of Atlanta and the Falcons.
You don't think that's going to be a good game?
I think that will be an absolutely phenomenal, horribly game. Washington's by 1.5. Washington's favored in a football game. Just wanted to tell you that.
It's like a pick'em. It's like a pick'em with 1.5.
I mean,
like you either
the thing is, I love Taylor Heinicke. He's great. I love the kid. He's from Old Dominion. He's a Monarch. I love him. But Washington's just not very good. And the defense has regressed, I think, a little bit, even though when they do still have Chase Young. But, ah, man, Atlanta at home. And I know how Atlanta likes to choke, but I don't know, man. Kyle Pitts, this might be the game where he gets going a little bit. What do you think?
Yeah, it'd be nice to see him get going. I got him on a couple fantasy teams, but I think Washington getting blown out by the Bills at home. They're gonna, or was it? It was probably in Buffalo, I think. But Washington getting blown out, their defense is gonna. I think it's gonna respond. Falcons have just been horrible. They just lost to the Giants of all teams. They scored 14.
They beat the Giants.
Oh, they beat the Giants?
Yeah,
they
on a last second field goal by Kunhu. What's his name?
Younghoe
Koonshu. I don't know.
But that game shouldn't have been that close. I don't know. I think I'm picking Washington on this one, taking the spread, winning that game. Taylor Heinicke, I don't know. I think he's going to give that defense some problems.
Aaron McLaurin. I hope so.
Yeah, McLaurin had a down game there against the Bills.
I like it.
The Falcons don't have anybody to guard him, so I think it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I like Scary Terry. I got Scary Terry. I got Kyle Pitts in my fantasy teams. I like all of them. I don't know, though. The funny thing is I listen to some other podcasts. Believe it or not, I don't just listen to my own. I listen to other podcasts. And I heard last year that Washington, the quarterbacks they played were awful. So Chase Young and them were able to go out and get more pressure on these quarterbacks. Ben DiNucci, whoever Philadelphia was throwing out at the time, they had some really bad quarterbacks they were going against. So maybe that made Washington's defense look better than they actually were. So maybe that's what kind of, maybe that correlates there, but I like Atlanta to win, but like I said, very close.
Yeah. I think that spread, if that spread was around, if it was around 3, I feel like that would be a better spread for it. But at 1.5, it's just basically like just pick whoever you think's going to win.
I mean, that's just too close. But I'm really surprised Washington's favored. I really thought at home for Atlanta, I would have kind of maybe tilted Atlanta a little bit. But like you said, that's definitely a pick 'em. So, but I'll tell you what's not a pick 'em. The Texans heading out to Bills Mafia, where they throw themselves on flaming chairs and flaming furniture. Did you see that last week? I think someone hurdled themselves on a flaming table.
Oh, yeah.
Around alcohol.
I think the person throwing themselves on a flaming table of alcohol is going to be a perfect microcosm for this game, and the Texans are going to be the Texans. I mean, it's not
even – Let's give David Smells his credit. He comes out of Harvard or Stanford or wherever he was from, comes out and kind of does decently on Thursday Night Football. They get 10 days of rest. Well. They get 10 days of rest, whatever. No one knew who David Smells was. Everybody was like, oh, Tyrod Taylor's out now. They're done. I liked him with Tyrod. I don't know if I like him with this guy. And the spread, believe it or not, is Buffalo by 16.5. I'm struggling to see whether that's too high. It's one of those games where the Bills kind of let them in it for a minute, or it's just a complete throttling. I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Bills defense has been their best part of the season until this last game here with Josh Allen. I mean, they held the Dolphins to no points, right?
Yeah.
That one game. And then, so I don't know. I don't even think it's going to be close. I honestly will be surprised if the Texans even score. Based on how the Bills are playing, Josh Allen's going to get off to a fast start. I mean, they let Sam Darnold have, like, a perfect game against them. And I think Josh Allen's going to tear him apart. I don't think it's going to be close. I'm taking this spread. 16.5 is a lot, but I bet all my money on that spread.
It's just – I feel like the Bills are due to just have some – maybe they had it against Pittsburgh already in week 1, but like, I feel like Buffalo's doing so well right now that maybe they come out kind of sluggish in this game. They're like, oh, we're playing the Texans. You know, they're a pushover. I don't know. There's something kind of weird about this game. If Tyrod were playing, I'd say watch out. But he's not playing. So I'm definitely taking Buffalo. But I don't know if I'm taking by 16 and a half. Maybe by like 10 points.
They just throttled the Redskins in that game. I mean, the football team. And that game wasn't even that. It was 22 points and it wasn't even that.
And that's what I think. But like at the same time, it'd be so Buffalo for them to just come out and somehow lose to the Texans for some reason. And you look at this, it's like 4 o'clock and you're like, what the heck is this? What the Bills, you know, what's going on with the Bills? Like that's typical. That's just a typical that's something that I could see happening. I can just see it. I'm sitting there on Sunday. Somehow the Bills are losing and I don't know how, but I'm still taking the Bills.
I think if they're losing, they're losing for about 6 minutes. I think that game is going to be 35.
I've got your road of thinking. I think I'm right there with you. So yeah, I like that, but yeah, I think we both like the Bills. So let's move on to Soldier Field, where the Detroit Lions will head to take on Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears. Or wait, sorry. All quarterbacks can play now in Chicago. Could be Andy Dalton, could be Justin Fields, could be, Nick Foles. It could be Frank Reich. Joe Montana could come out of retirement. I mean, you know, Jim McMahon, you know, he can't see, but he could play. I mean, everybody can play in Chicago. So here's the thing. Chicago's favored by 3 points at home. I don't think they're going to win this. I don't think they're going to win this game, Jonah.
I'm right with you there. I was looking at the spread, and I'm looking at how the Lions have been playing.
Yeah,
the Lions are close. They're really close, yeah. And I think they've lost their three games. They lost on a miracle field goal by Tucker. They almost had that comeback against the Niners, and I mean they played the Packers well for the first half. And if the Bears start any of those quarterbacks, I don't trust any of them, especially at home in front of those home fans. I feel like those home fans are going to get antsy. And if the Lions get up, I think the Bears are in trouble. And the Lions are one of those teams that's just going to fight all game. 3 points, Chicago win. I don't think they're going to win. So I'm not taking that spread because I think the Lions are going to win outright.
I think, you know what? I'm going to have an improvisational theory. I had a thought from above coming to my mind. Maybe Jared Goff was meant for this offense. Small dump passes, DeAndre Swift. He's got some good, decent talent around him. Sean McVay is too much for him. Sean McVay was too much. Too much lingo, too much, you know, too much brain for him. He goes to Detroit. He goes in Dan Campbell, who, you know, drinks vodka Red Bull lattes. I mean, he's just, you know, this dude's nuts. He loves this guy. He wants to re-energize. He's in the Motor City. This team puts together decent games. I mean, think about Green Bay. It starts to rain. That's pretty tough in Lambeau. Lambeau rain, right? You're close against the Niners week one. That's a close game. And then, like you say, the Justin Tucker miracle field goal. That shouldn't have been a win, by the way. Delay of game. So, you know, this team can easily be what? 1-2 right now? I mean, yep, Chiefs, easily. Eagles, you know, I mean, I think they win this game. I can't believe Chicago's actually favored. And by three, that's nuts. That's way too high.
They're at home. They're at home in front of the home fans. I don't know. I think the Lions are just going to win this one.
Yeah, I think they finally put it together. Dan Campbell says, listen, this is a terrible Bears team. This is a not good Bears team. They don't know what they're doing right now. Nagy doesn't know how to call plays. Let's go in and win this thing. Let's go do it. And I think they get it done.
I think if that happens, they get fired up. Not fired. I don't think the Bears are going to have enough firepower because the Bears have nobody other than Allen Robinson. And we saw last week he got double covered. Every play had two catches and was a non-factor for Justin Fields. And the Browns just blew him out of the game.
Yeah, I am just shocked that the Bears are favored. I really am. I know it's at Soldier Field, but I can't believe that line. And maybe 1.5, maybe for the Bears. But 3?
Yeah.
I'm pushing the Lions money line at that point. So
I completely agree on that one.
Yeah. This is a good game, though. Panthers visiting Dallas in Jerry's world to take on the Cowboys. Of course, we got Sam Darnold. And, of course, we got the Cowboys. They're looking really good right now. Cowboys favored by 5. Is that a little high for you, or what do you think?
I'm thinking watching the Cowboys, I've actually got – I mean, they're always on national TV, so I've always got a chance to watch them.
Yeah.
Here. And Dak Prescott looks as good as anybody in the NFL throwing football right now. And they're 3-0, but I want to pump the brakes on the Panthers a little bit, and also the Broncos in that as well, 3-0. The Panthers, I don't know what they beat the Jets barely. They beat the Texans on Thursday Night Football. And they beat the Saints. Right. They played really well that game. The Saints threw out a clunker. But now they don't have Caffrey this week. And the Cowboys playing that good at home. You saw how they just decimated the Eagles that night. Yeah. So 5.5 points. I'm taking the spread there. Cowboys by touchdown or 10 points in this game. Dak's just going to tear that defense apart. And Zeke looked really good on Monday night.
Yeah. And I like the Eagles too. I'm surprised they got blown out the way they did. Yeah. Jalen Hurts just threw some interceptions. They're trying. I wish they would get Goddard that first play. They got Goddard out in space because I was watching the Manning cast. Have you been watching that? That's great. I love it.
Flipping off double burden of crap. The whole national TV audience is just amazing.
Love them. But, like, you know, they were talking about how Goddard needs to get open. I like their tight ends, and they just don't. There's not too many tight end that first play, and then kind of after that, they didn't go back to that. So, yeah, I wish Jalen Hurts would kind of throw it more to tight ends. And, but anyway, Dallas, they look really good. Like you said, Dak's looking good. But I think this Panthers team, I know they don't have quality wins, and that's a problem. But I love the way Darnold's been throwing the football to Anderson and Moore. And I know McCaffrey's hurt, but maybe that's okay. Maybe Darnold can say, hey, this is my team now for the moment. Take that in and just start kind of slinging it. You know, he finally has talent around him rather than in New York where he didn't. Here in Carolina, maybe this will work. Who knows? I'm really excited to see. And they don't play the Buccaneers until week 16 and 18. So those will be fun. That's fun.
This is one of the games I marked down on my calendar because the Cowboys are playing really well and so are the Panthers. So it'll be really interesting to see if the Panthers are, you know, I think the Cowboys have a chance to compete in the NFC. They're going to win their division. I mean, that's not even a question.
Last night, that was the tiebreaker.
Yeah. So it'd be really cool to see how the Panthers do against the Cowboys. And Cowboys, I don't know, they should be 3-0 if it wasn't for Tom Brady week one. They should be 3-0. This is one of the ones I marked down as one to watch this weekend.
Yeah, tough night, banner night, opening kickoff night or whatever. That's a tough game. But I think this is I think this should be 3-point spread. I like the Cowboys to win by 3. I think it's a lot closer. I think these games are close. I just don't see Dallas blowing out someone unless it's in their division. I just, you know,
I think it's a touchdown. I think Dak throws one more touchdown than Sam Darnold throws. So
yeah, it's just, they played so well yesterday.
It's one of those lines where Vegas is doing its job. It's got people like you think it's going to be close, 3-point game. You got people like me think it's going to be a 7-point game. So they're doing their job perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Dallas played so well yesterday. Like, I'm now one, you know, when's the other shoe going to drop for them? Like, you know, it's too much good going on in Dallas right now. Jerry's smile is too much. He needs to have some negative energy. But anyway, speaking of negative energy, the Indianapolis Colts going to face the quarterback that we should have had anyway, Miami. on Jacoby Brissett. The Dolphins are favored by 1.5 at Hard Rock against the Colts.
I hate this game. I hate this game.
Oh.
I love Jacoby, and I love that he's getting. And I don't know how chance will be with Tua being out. And, you know, I'm always the kind of guy who always wants to pick the Colts. And I this game has me so torn because on the one hand, I think the defense played really well against the Titans. They did. They forced 3 turnovers. And when you win the turnover battle by 3, you should win the game. So I think the defense finally had their back game. The offense just put them in so many bad spots with Tennessee. So I think the defense will continue to play well, and especially against Jacoby. We know what Jacoby is, and that defense is relatively unchanged from when Jacoby played for us 2 years ago. I think we're picked out. And if you watch that Raiders game, Jacoby played really well in the fourth quarter, but before that, all he was doing was checking it down to Jalen Waddle, just trying to get people in space like 2 or 3 yards downfield.
We'll take it.
One of the most safe plays, like backed up against their end zone, he threw it to Waddle in the end zone in the corner, just came up and tapped him for a safety. So Miami, I know they're going to be hungry for a win at home, 1.5. And I feel like the Colts, they played that close game against the Rams. I think this is going to be a close one. And I think Hot Rod's going to hit a field goal at the end to win it.
This will be a close game. I just bought a Jacoby Brissett Colts jersey at TJ Maxx for $7. This guy should be our quarterback, but he's not. He's not our quarterback, which makes me sad. He played really well in that late fourth quarter overtime period against the Raiders. And I think he continues to play well. Miami's offense has a lot of great weapons, Parker, Waddle, et cetera. A lot of people saying Tua isn't the guy there now for some reason. He's too hurt. Brissett looks really good. I don't think I've ever done this on the show. I'm going to pick against my home Colts 4 weeks in a row. I think Miami wins it. We've just been playing so badly.
Yep. And horrendous.
This Miami team's good. They're good. They're solid. And I just don't see the Colts winning. We just don't have it in us. I think that Titans game may have broke us. I really do. I think that was our last chance.
The defense did. The Darius Leonard got quoted, and he's just saying, sucks. This is horrible. This is terrible. It's a terrible feeling. But, I mean, if the defense plays as well as they did against the Titans, I mean, they held Derrick Henry, held in quotation marks. He had like 112 yards or something. Yeah. Tannehill's normally not one to throw picks, but he threw 2 picks against us. So I think it's going to be a close one, and I'm going to hold out my hope for the Colts, but if they lose this one, I think we got the Ravens the week after this. And then the week after that, we got another tough game. Yeah. I think if we lose this one, I'm kind of out on my home Colts this year.
I'm thinking 0-17.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have a chance against the Jaguars.
Congrats. Oh, God. Team makes me sick. Sad. It really is. But we continue on the 1 o'clock slate. It's the Browns at the Vikings up there, US Bank. Cleveland's favored by 2 over a surprising Vikings team. Kirk Cousins playing well. I like the Browns, though, to win this by 2 touchdowns.
2 touchdowns. Phew. Man, we are on complete opposites of this one.
Okay, this will be fun.
The Vikings are going to win this game.
Wow. All right.
They should be 2-1 because if they're kicking, it's that field goal. They beat the Cardinals.
Oh, God. Come on. You think a Vikings kicker is going to make a chip shot? Come on. Have you seen the Vikings the last 25 years? Come on.
They got some bad luck, but who do they play week 2? The Vikings. Who did they play week 2? Who did they get their win?
The Cardinals. They lost to the Cardinals.
What was their week 1?
Week 1. Why am I forgetting this?
Yeah, I'm just completely spacing on this one.
That's exactly the imprint the Vikings left on me. I just don't remember. I think it's probably a terrible game if we don't remember.
Yeah, I would probably have to agree. But
oh, they played the Bengals. They played the Bengals, and they lost to the Bengals by 3 points.
Yeah.
They lost to the Bengals in overtime after Kirk Cousins had that comeback. So they have had – both of their losses were very close games. Wow. They blew out the Seahawks. They really did blow them out, beat them by 2 touchdowns. It wasn't close. So I think this is one of the better games that's going to go on this week. And the Vikings, just they've just been playing in good games. And the Browns have been lucky facing Justin Fields when he's not ready. Chiefs, but I think the Vikings are going to win this game at home.
Seahawks, I think, had a 17-point lead and lost at home.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, man,
You're drinking the purple Gatorade, aren't you? Every year, people drink the purple Gatorade, and then Kirk Cousins throws 4 interceptions. And loses to the Bears, and you're wondering, what am I watching? I mean,
he has not thrown a pick since he threw 3 against the Colts last year.
Oh, don't worry, he'll break that very soon against this Cleveland defense. Yeah,
I do think Myles Garrett's going to be a problem, like he always is. Yeah. But I think the Vikings are smarter than the Bears and actually protect Kirk Cousins. Give him time. If you give him time and Thielen and JJ time out there, they'll get open.
Yeah, we'll see what week the Kirk Cousins falls off the rotting pumpkin.
Or the it is,
the,
dude.
He's a little Cinderella-ish right now, to be honest.
Yep.
So, all right, you like the Vikings. We'll check back in on that because I will be interested to see when do you drop the Vikings, because it's bound to happen. I'm not falling for it. I've fallen for it before. I've seen it, and then I've seen that story too many times. But you know what? I like this game, maybe a little bit. The Giants at the Saints in the Superdome. New Orleans by 8. I like New Orleans and Jameis to win by 3 scores.
He's going to be a blow.
I think Jameis, this is the week where he might throw like 7 touchdowns.
Like week one. You think it's going to be like week one?
The Giants are abysmal. They're abysmal.
They're bad, but they've been keeping it close. And Saquon looks like he's back.
He's been on my fantasy team. Tell it to my fantasy team.
Been getting better. You know, coming off that kind of torn ACL.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, exactly. And the Saints, they played really well against the Patriots. But they're not scoring a lot of points. The Saints are not scoring a lot of points. And they would have scored 19 without that pick 6 from Malcolm Jenkins last week. So I see that 8-point spread, and I see the Giants been playing hard. Even though they keep losing, the Saints winning by a touchdown. Like, they're up 14, and the Giants score a touchdown at the end to cover the
spread. Wow.
So I'm gonna bet against that spread, because I definitely think the Saints are gonna win. But I think 8 points is a lot to ask for a team that has had 1 offensive touchdown or 2 offensive touchdowns left 2 weeks.
Well, you know, I think Jameis finds his groove a little bit after the week one, kind of stumbles week two, week three, kind of mediocre performance. Doesn't get many throwing yards, but I like the Saints defense. They have a great run defense. I think they can bottle up Saquon. Once you bottle up Saquon, there's not a whole lot Daniel Jones is going to do for you. So I think that's kind of the answer for them. And I think Jameis plays really well. This is a game where he knows he can excel. He can get some good touchdown passes. I like the Saints. I think they're a good bet to at least cover the 8. I don't know if they'll win by 3 touchdowns, but I see some blowout potential in that game.
Yeah, no, that 8 points scares me a little bit. I can see going either way. Like I said, I think it's going to be like a touchdown game. So that's why I'm taking the under on that one. But I could easily see them winning by 15 and not have a problem.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
Now, team, I think it's going to win by a lot more than 15 is the Tennessee Titans.
Against the Jets, the spread is 7.5. They will hit that. Derrick Henry is going to have a monster game from him. Even though the Jets defense is good.
I am honestly surprised this is not 16.5 point spread game. Because the Jets have been shut out, right? Shut out 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. But how good is the Titans defense?
I mean, it's not as good. I mean, they got shut out by – who they get shut out by? The Broncos. Broncos and Patriots have both good defenses. Yeah. I'm not sure about the Titans defense yet.
Yeah.
They bottled up the Colts, but that's not saying much. So,
yeah.
But I think you're right. Derrick Henry's going to – he's going to have 4 touchdowns. Like, no one on the Jets can be able to tackle him. Zach Wilson might be able to throw some points up there, but I think 7.5, Tennessee's definitely going to hit that.
Well, and this is the week. Ryan Tannehill didn't play a whole lot well last week. He didn't play very well. I think this is the week where everybody starts to hop on the Ryan Tannehill train again, like, oh, yeah, he's a great precision passer and all this malarkey. And it's like, you know, all right, fine. We'll give it to you, Tannehill. But I still don't think he's good. But whatever. Yeah, this is a big week for Henry.
No one.
So, yeah, that's a pretty terrible game. But I'll tell you what's actually a really good game. It's the Kansas City Chiefs traveling to Philadelphia. Kansas City is favored by 7. But after the way we saw Jalen Hurts play yesterday, what do we think? I like Philadelphia to cover.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one because I saw the Chiefs play. I saw the Chargers play pretty well, but the Chiefs played well under what we all know they're capable of.
Yeah.
And I think seeing that Eagles defense getting just shredded by Dak, and he didn't even get touched all night, had 3 touchdowns. I think Mahomes is going to do the same thing. They're going to be out to prove something. They're at the bottom of the division. They're pissed. They're going to go out there and score 40 points. Now, I don't know if the defense can stop the Eagles from scoring 30.
Yeah.
But I think this is a game where it's going to be like 41-31 Chiefs. So Chiefs are going to cover, but I'm kind of nervous on that defense.
Here's the problem with the Kansas City Chiefs. They start slow, and then they're just like, oh, it's Mahomes. Let's settle down. And in a quarter, we'll score 45 points. And
doesn't always work.
It doesn't always work. And with Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia, I know he threw some interceptions last night. I'm not ready to give up on Jalen Hurts. I'm not.
Oh, no, not at all.
No, I'm not. And I think though this game will be close. I think the Chiefs will find themselves in yet again another bind. I don't see the Chiefs just killing them. I just don't, you know. I don't know. Maybe they will. I, you know, kind of getting back in the groove maybe for them, but at the same time, you know, they've got good talent as well. You know, like we said, Goddard, Ertz, they got some really good, you know, receivers, and I like what they're doing there in Philly. I know they lost to Dallas last night, but, you know, Dallas could be, you know, one of the best teams in the league. So, you know,
yeah.
who knows? So this will be another tell game to kind of be like, oh, what, where are we with Philly and where are we with Kansas City? But I like that to be pretty close in Philadelphia. So yeah, I hope poor Jackson Mahomes doesn't get batteries thrown at him. That would be would not be good for.
I would not go to the game if I were Jackson Mahomes, because the Eagles fans are some serious. The Eagles fans will
eat him alive.
The double birds up to Eli. So
yeah, they will put him on a spit. They will. Yeah, that will not be good if he's there. But I will say this could be close. And another game. This is the game of the day. It starts the 405 games. There's two 405, two 425. Cardinals at the Rams.
Game of the week.
Rams are favored by 4.5 against Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. Bill Simmons calls them the cocaine Cardinals. I love it. It's funny. It's great.
I cannot wait to watch this game. I love the Cardinals. And I love the Rams. I love both teams. I'm definitely, I don't know if you call me bandwagon or not, because Rondale Moore's there. I've always been a fan of Kyler Murray. So I love the Cardinals, but you can't argue that the Rams are playing the best football out of anybody in the right now.
I would agree. I would definitely agree. And I love how they put the two NFC West teams against each other this week. All of them are against each other.
And I think both are top couple games. Both of those games I've been going back and forth on. And I think the Rams 4.5. I mean, I think it's going to be another high scoring game. I think the Kyler Murray's just been scoring on everybody. The Rams have been scoring. I mean, they just held 34 points on the Bucs, and the Bucs have this fantastic defense. But they're just playing so well, and it's in Los Angeles. And the Cardinals, you know, they kind of didn't look like themselves against the Jaguars. I think the Rams cover, but not by much.
It's hard to get up for the Jaguars. You know what I'm saying? It's a 1 o'clock game in Jacksonville. It's tough to get up for. You know,
I totally understand that. Cardinals are going to be juiced. I think Rondale, Hopkins, Christian Kirk, they have so much speed that can go. I mean, they're a takeaway D-hop, Jalen Ramsey, but they don't got anybody else covering anybody else. So I think this game is going to be so much fun to watch. I think Stafford's going to go crazy. I think Kyler's going to go crazy. And I think the Rams win 35-30, something like that, where they cover, but just barely.
Yeah, games at SoFi. Kupp is one of the best wide receivers in the league, okay? Stafford is playing at a completely other meta level that we've never seen him play before, because he's been stuck the ghost. It's like day and night.
Nice to see him playing like this, playing on a team. I hated the Lions, but I always loved Stafford, the way he played.
Yeah. And I mean, I think this game is close. I don't know which one it's going to be, but one of these games is going to be like overtime. It's going to bleed into like Sunday night football, and it's going to be like a really close, you know, one of these. I don't know if it's the Seahawks game or it's this one, but one of the classic NFC West Sunday where one of the games bleeds in to the other Sunday night game, and it's going to be awesome. But yeah, I think Rams win by 3 at home. I like Murray making some plays. He's making great throws this year, but Rams at home, you know, they're playing, like we said, they're playing the best football right now. I like them to win, but it's 3 points.
All right.
So
a lot of
close games. I'm not picking a lot of crazy scores, but Seahawks at the Niners in Levi, San Francisco, 2.5.
I have no idea on this one. I really have no idea where to think on this one. This is one of the only games where I just had no idea where to go.
Really?
The Seahawks kind of threw a clunker last week. But Russell Wilson, he's best passer rating in the NFL. But the Seahawks have the worst defense in the NFL. And we saw how good Aaron Rodgers was. against the Niners defense, and he just sliced them up whenever he wanted to. And I think Russell can do that pretty easy. But I think the 49ers, they looked good on offense. They looked good. Jimmy G had some dumb mistakes. But other than that one fumble, Jimmy G looked good. They were in a position to win that game. They should be 3-0 if it weren't for Rodgers. So this one, I'm, oh man, 2.5 San Francisco. I initially was going to take the Seahawks on this game, but now talking about it a little bit, I think the Niners are going to win this one and cover the spread.
Not only will San Francisco cover the spread, but they will win this game by 21 points.
The Seahawks bad this year. Their defense is that bad.
The Seahawks lost to Minnesota at home. Okay. A game that they usually win. Even if it is close, they usually win that game, right? Minnesota, yep. The Minnesota game, they usually win. Not this year. They made Kirk Cousins look like, you know, Warren Moon. So, you know, I think San Francisco goes in a little bit of Trey Lance. Jimmy can't make mistakes, but, you know, maybe they get a little running game going with whoever Trey Sermon gets going. I just don't see Seattle being able to stop the Niner offense. I just don't do it. Kittle, Debo, Okoye, or what's his name? Ayuk. So it's just too many points for San Francisco. They just, yeah. It's too much for Seattle. And it's at Levi. Give me Seattle all day on that. But yeah. Oh my gosh. 425 even looks good too. This slate. Ravens at the Broncos. That's a secretly good game.
That's going to be a great game, I think.
Yeah.
But it's another one of those. Broncos by one. I don't know. How.
It's a pick'em. I mean.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I started Teddy Bridgewater in two of my fantasy leagues this week, thinking, you know, they're going to put up some points against the Jets. He only got me about 10 points in each fantasy league. So I think this is kind of the week where the Ravens, you know, disappointing week last week. I know they still won, but they want to come show the world, hey, we're still Baltimore. We're still beating the Chiefs. We're still, you know, we're still good. They're going to come out and they're going to win this game by 3 points.
That game
at Mile High.
I agree with you that the Ravens are going to take that spread. I don't think it's going to be that close. I think the Lions game, they should have won that game by 2 or 3 touchdowns if Hollywood Brown doesn't drop those touchdowns. So that game shouldn't have been close. Tucker shouldn't even hit that field goal.
No.
You want to hear my crazy prediction? I think it happens again. And Tucker breaks the record again at how high with that air with the ball. I think if they get in a position for him to do it, I think they're going to do it again.
So is he going to make like a 97-yard field goal? Is that what we're – is he going to make a 69? What is he going to make? I mean, what's this guy's
– go for 70.
I mean, if he can make 66 in a dome, right, in Detroit, surely he can kick like a 76er with the elevation in the air, right? I mean, that is what, like 10 yards? I mean –
70-yarder at the end of the half. I think that's my crazy prediction of the week for sure.
The bar did help him though. I've never seen it hit the bar and it go in. I've never seen that.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
If I have, it doesn't happen often. Usually it bounces out or, you know, double doinks or does something. I mean, that's crazy. But it's a close one. I think this game's close. I like Teddy Bridgewater though. I like this Bronco offense with Sutton.
Broncos are good.
Sutton kind of reminds me of Virgil Green a little bit. I like Sutton. I think he's a good player.
Tim Patrick. I read an article today that they're talking about he's the most underrated receiver in the game right now. No one is talking about him. I started him in one of my leagues. He got like 7 catches for 80 yards. I mean, he's just putting up numbers every week. And, you know, Melvin Gordon's having a really good year for them.
Well, and poor Philip Lindsay's in Houston. He just fell off the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. I mean, feel bad for him.
I feel bad for anybody who has to play for the Texans.
Yeah. But this is a low-key, really bad game. Steelers at the Packers. At Lambeau, Green Bay's favored by 6.5.
It's not going to be close.
Bingo. Bingo. Bingo.
Packers by 20. Like, pound that line. I think this line might change by the end of the weekend, and I think it's going to go higher for Green Bay.
This is going to be bad.
It's going to be bad. The Steelers are not, they're not good at all. I don't know how they beat Buffalo. No clue. They should be 0-3.
Week one. It's week one. That's it. That's the only reason.
They looked absolutely horrible against the Bengals. There's no way to sugarcoat it at all. And Aaron Rodgers is finally back. Aaron Jones is playing well. No one on this planet can cover Devontae Adams. And the Packers defense, they kind of didn't play super well against the Niners. And it's not going to be hard to play well against the Steelers. So this game's not going to be close. I'd bet
living,
a lot of money.
The living tree trunk lives on in Pittsburgh.
Yep. How much they let him play like that? I mean, who? I don't even know who they have. Do they have Dwayne Haskins as their back?
Oh, he's at the strip club. Dwayne's at the strip club.
That would not surprise me at all.
He's putting ones. He's got ones, believe me. He's not playing. I think people have said maybe Gardner Minshew to Pittsburgh. That'd be something.
A rumor, because Gardner's on the Eagles right.
Yeah, he's backing up Hurts, and the only enjoyable thing I like about Pittsburgh is Najee Harris.
I heard today actually was 14 incredible, pretty incredible day for him. Even though it's only on 92 yards, that's still pretty cool.
Yeah, Harris is literally the only part of the Pittsburgh offense I like to watch. But this game's horrible. It's not a good game. And if they have to drag poor Nance and Romo to that game, oh, God, bless them. I mean, oh, the Vatican, help them.
Or you think they're going to be at Ravens Broncos? What do you think?
I mean, I think with Ravens and Broncos, it's kind of a nice, like, old 2010s playoff atmosphere. Like, that's kind of a good game I like.
Yeah.
But, oh, man, it's time. I don't even think this is the best game of the day because Cardinals-Rams overshadows it. But it's Sunday Night Football, and it's $9 billion for a seat in Foxborough, in Gillette Stadium. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tampa Bay, return home. Gronk and Tom return home to meet the master. It is Luke going to Cloud City to take on the Emperor, or to take on Darth Vader. It's everything you want. It's Empire Strikes Back. It's great. This is great theater. It's awesome. We're going to have Sunday night there. Al and Chris, this is great. And Tampa, I think, is favored by 6.5. They win this game by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, it's going to be everything you want for the first quarter and a half.
Is this the first worst best game in the history of the NFL?
It might be. It really might be because
I mean,
Tom Brady had to go against this defense in practice every day for the last 20 years. He's going to know what they're doing before they even know what they're doing. And all those weapons and Mac Jones look like crap against the Saints. And he's going to continue looking like crap. And Patriots fans are going to be just so upset that Tom Brady left and that they have to deal with this Mac Jones dude. It's not going to be close.
I'll be interested to see what Bill cooks up defensively for Tom.
Yeah.
That'll be fun to watch, but I don't think it's going to matter. Because I think that the chicken and the egg thing has solved itself. We all know Brady is why they won those Super Bowls. And I'm not even a Brady guy. But I know that's why they won those Super Bowls. So we've solved that. He goes to Tampa. He wins the team with that's pretty much terrible the whole year. Goes in the playoffs. Wins the Super Bowl. So that Brady's won that argument. And now he's coming home. He's got Gronk, who Gronk gets open. He doesn't even watch film. Okay.
I know. Great. That was great. That interview was
fantastic. Yeah. I mean, LeBron watches more football film. LeBron watches more football film than Gronk does. And I'll tell you what. Like, three scores. Tom's going to pour it on. It's against Belichick. He wants to rub it in. Bill's going to be mad. It's going to be great. I love it. This is, you know, everything you want from Sunday night. And then it's going to be terrible. But we got a really good Monday night game, though.
Really, really good.
As the AFC West teams start to devour each other, the Raiders at the Chargers. Vegas versus Los Angeles. So this is two really great games at SoFi. Chargers are favored by 3.5. I love that spread. But I think the Raiders might win. I'm going to drink some black and gray Kool-Aid. I think the Raiders are going to win.
Okay. All right. I do not like any of the undefeated teams this week.
Really?
I mean, we got that game where the Rams and Cardinals are both undefeated, so someone's going to leave undefeated.
Someone has to, yeah.
But the Chargers played really well last week, and the Raiders barely beat the Dolphins. The Dolphins are a good team. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And the Raiders had to come back, but they should have taken care of business against the Dolphins. I think Chargers are playing well. I don't like that spread because I think it's going to be way close. We've seen every game the Raiders been in has been super close. That Monday night game against the Ravens was amazing. Last overtime, I mean, that's two overtimes in a row for the Raiders. I'm not surprised if it goes overtime again, but I'm picking the Chargers by 3.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a close game. It's going to be a field goal, but I think the Raiders just have what it takes. Carr's playing really well. Darren Waller, okay. I'm going to say it again for the 9 billionth time. He is the best tight end in the league. He is. I know there's Kelsey. I know there's Kittle. I don't care. I've talked to Foster Moreau a little bit. He loves being a teammate with Darren Waller. Those two – and Foster's even doing decent this season. So, you know, Darren is the best tight end in the league. That's what I think. I think Kelsey's great. Kittle's great. Can it be 1, A, B, and C? Because they're all – I mean, Waller is just great. I mean, it shows on the field. I mean, he's their best option. And with Henry Ruggs, who's a speedster, and he's still getting most of the catches. I mean, he's great. There's nothing – and that's what's going to win him the game. But Herbert's scary. He's really good.
He's that dude. He is that dude. And if he keeps playing like this – he's going to do the exact same thing Mahomes and Lamar did with the MVP in their second year. He's on his way. He's throwing 4 touchdowns every game.
Bosa and the defense is playing nicely. I like the Chargers. This game is so hard to choose.
It is.
I just keep both these teams in the playoffs. I mean, this is.
I can't wait to watch this game. It's going to be tough, hard fought. I don't think it's going to be as high scoring as we think it's going to be.
Yeah,
but I think it'd be so close back and forth. I think it's going to be in the running for game of the week, I think.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. If everybody was hyping up the Brady going back to New England, but now that New England looks like they're basically dog water, it just doesn't mean anything anymore. Yeah. I know Mac Jones is good and he'll be good at some point, I think, but like everybody's comparing him to Brady, so.
You think that's why they made the return early in the year? Because they knew the Patriots were going to suck?
Maybe. And I already think they should have put it like week one. I think it should have been week one, the kickoff. That would have been great.
That would have been cool.
But it had to be in New England because of the schedule. Yeah. But I'm mad about that. But anyway, this should be the Sunday night game. Either that or Cardinals-Rams. But they're not going to flex the Brady. They're not going to do that. No. They're not going to give the Brady game to Joe Buck. Like, that's just not going to happen. They're not.
No, he's not that good.
You're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy. So
he's not that
But hey, can I just tell you real quick? Have you ever seen Trailer Park Boys?
Love that show.
You've got the Ricky beard going on. You've got the Ricky look.
Yeah, it's been, I've been growing it out, and you know,
look, I mean, let's do it. I mean,
yeah, thank you. You know,
I've got the Ricky, you got the hair, you got the beard. You're looking like Ricky, man. It's great.
Hey, that comparison. Someone over the weekend told me that I'm a dead ringer for Jake Gyllenhaal when he has a beard, and that was
yes.
That melted my heart. That made me feel good this weekend.
I can see it. I can see that Gyllenhaal. I can see it. Yeah, I can see that. So,
yeah, no, I'm growing the beard out. I'm growing the mustache out. I'm growing the hair out. Halloween comes. I got a special surprise in store. So,
ooh. So, maybe we'll have to have you back on for Halloween.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, no, I got a surprise for Halloween. Doing a costume coordination with my girlfriend, so it'll be pretty fun.
So no Brokeback Mountain costume for Jake Gyllenhaal.
No Brokeback Mountain costume. Okay. Yes. No. Okay. More like Gyllenhaal Mysterio.
Gotcha. Now, real quick, Purdue football. They got Minnesota this week. What do you think? Fast.
Well, first off, I'm super excited about this game. Getting to go with a whole bunch of friends, so I'm super excited about these.
Cool.
I hope Durham is back. I hope David Bell is back. If David Bell's back, we win this game. I have no doubt in my mind.
Minnesota. Minnesota lost to Bowling Green last week.
They lost to Bowling Green. They were 30.5 point favorites. It was the biggest up in the last 55 years. I think we have David Bell. We blow him out. Because our defense is so weird as a Purdue fan to have a defense that looks this good. And it feels amazing. If we get David Bell back, we're going to blow him out. And it's going to be a great game.
So here's the weird thing. So I think Colorado beats A&M, right? Minnesota beats Colorado by 30. And then Bowling Green beats Minnesota, who was favored by 30 against Bowling Green. So college football, no one's good this year. That's what I've learned. Not even Alabama.
Alabama's going to run away with this thing. We should just give them the season.
Yep. So that's going to happen. But Isaac, go ahead. Sorry.
Who do you think is going to start? Do you think we should start Plummer or do you think we should start O'Connell?
We're going to run a 2B2 quarterback system anyway. So why does it matter? I'd say go with Plummer, but I don't
know. I think they're both fine, but I think O'Connell gives the offense a higher ceiling. He might make more mistakes, but I think he gives the offense a higher ceiling in terms of scoring. Plummer, we've seen it 2 weeks in a row now, where we've had opportunities in the red zone against Notre Dame. We've had opportunities in the red zone against Illinois.
Yeah.
And he just cannot convert. The big plays are not there with Plummer. And you see, as O'Connell goes in, he is slinging that ball.
Yeah.
And one of the picks last weekend wasn't even his fault. So,
yeah, I like O'Connell more, but I don't know. But
it's a toss-up. I like them both. I really do. It's not like I hate one guy and I want one guy to start, but I love O'Connell throwing it. And O'Connell throws it to my boy Jackson Anthrop, and Plummer just doesn't throw it to him.
Bingo. Yeah, I think Jeff Brohm's actually going to start for the Bears this weekend. So that could always happen.
That might be better than Nick Foles.
Who knows? But yeah, you're just a world traveler, man. You're Wrigley Field, Notre Dame Stadium, Ross 8. You're everywhere, man. Yeah, I mean, everywhere I go, you're there. It's like, dude, you're going everywhere. You're the world traveler. I know.
Yeah, no, I my life is complete chaos at all moment. My girlfriend tells me this all the time. I'm always doing something, always running into somebody. This summer, I have not slept in my bed since May 7th. Just because I've been on vacations, I've been house sitting, I've been working, I've just been working out of state, everything. So that's like my little anecdote for the year. I still haven't slept in my bed. It might be because I just don't clean my room, but it's because I'm always doing some other stuff too. So
yeah, man. Well, you're
I'm always
you're
just
you're,
enjoying.
You want to plug anything? You're a great fisherman. I always want to mention that on this show. You're always welcome to come back. Always open on this podcast. But you've got a fishing page on Instagram, right? The Schweitzer fishing page. That's awesome. Check it out. I think didn't your uncle catch a huge one the other day?
My cousins went salmon fishing up in Michigan, and I was super jealous, and I'm definitely going to go with them next year. So they caught a bunch of 15 pound salmon or whatever. And they told me all their stories, and it was just a great time. And yeah. If you guys listening like fishing and just like seeing cool guys post stuff, Schweitzer_Instagram. We're looking, this is good news, and it's probably going to come around the holidays. We're working on getting a logo.
Okay.
And we're working on getting some merch out there, some hats, some shirts.
Well, I've got a graphic design guy I can hook you up with. So maybe that I can help you with that.
I'd really appreciate that. So we're kind of throwing around some of that ideas and hoping to maybe get some revenue, just get some merch out there. I think it'd be cool. I did some product stuff last winter and it went okay, but I'm not a super good graphic designer. So yeah, exciting.
Yeah, dude, you make me feel like a crappy fisherman because you're like, you've got it all set, man. You make me feel like I'm just, you know, I'm just a bobber, sit on my butt type of guy. You're like the, let's go to, you know, let's do this, let's do that. I'm like, whoa, man. Like, so yeah, I like keeping track of your guys' progress through the summer and early spring. It's awesome. And so that's awesome, man. So go follow them on Isaac or the Schweitzer Fishing on Instagram and stuff. Jonah, thank you for joining us. You're always welcome back on the show, and we'll catch up with you here in a little while.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate having me.
Peace. See ya.
Have a good night. Thanks.